My name is Steve Wolbrecht. I am up here for the week doing music as the guest musician. And also I did a talk this week on making a movie up at Holden Village. Back in 99-2000, I wintered here. And the year before, I was a senior at PLU. And during that year in the spring, we shot a movie on campus. And this was, you know, six, seven years before YouTube. So it was quite the undertaking, but the advancement of digital filmmaking, digital technology, allowed it to be cost effective that filmmakers and student filmmakers could do that. So we shot a movie that went over really well on campus. I was going to be up here for the year, and so we wanted to do a sequel. So the whole crew came up over PLU spring break. Most of them are still students, and we shot a movie up here at Holden. So my main function in the production company right now is as the composer. I do most of the music for most of the projects that we work on. So what I'll receive for when my work starts is I'll receive the lock cut of the film, the locked cut. This is, it's all been edited. Nothing's going to be added. Nothing's going to be taken away. This is it. So I'll get a scene and I'll watch the scene and it'll have the dialogue that's recorded when it was filmed. But it won't be mastered, and there'll be some parts that are softer, louder, etc. It hasn't been finished yet. And so I'll listen to a scene and kind of decide, well, does this scene need music? Does it not? Then if it does, what type of mood do I want to set with this? Is there underlying tension? Is there something that's building towards? Those sort of questions. And then I'll figure out kind of what I want to do. I'll score that out. And then once I'm done, I'll send that off. And then in parallel, the sound guys are mastering all the volume and all the dialogue levels, and special effects are doing the special effects that need to be done. And so all three of us are working in parallel, and then all three of us send in our parts, and then those are collected together by the editor, all synthesized together, and then we have the final product, which is the movie. So, yeah, that's sort of in a brief snippet of what I'll be talking about, kind of taking everyone through a scene, kind of talking through my thought process, and yeah, just kind of talk about kind of pulling back the veil as far as, hey, this is what post-production's like in movies. This has been my experience. Come with me on that, and let's kind of go through that together. So now we're about 11 movies down the road and about 16 years down the road. But looking back, it's really special to see how integral Holden was in allowing that movie making process to continue and for us to use that as a continued springboard to move on to the other projects that we did. So it's neat that Holden is a part of that, and to look back and see that those two massive influences and parts of my life intersect back then is pretty special.